Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced, and you are listening to the Web Development 101 podcast, or Web Dev 101 podcast. And what I want to talk about today is authentication and authorization, just kind of understanding what these things are. Like, essentially, the idea is, like a lot of applications, you're going to have features that you only want accessible by particular users, or certain data that's only accessible by people who have the right access. Okay. And the way to think about this is, like, think about like a conference. When you go to a conference, you sign up for the conference, and not anyone just right off the street should be able to walk into the conference. Only the people who've registered for the conference should be able to enter and be able to benefit from the different panels and booths and things like that at the conference. So there has to be a way to make sure that they're authentically supposed to be there. That's authentication. The idea is, how do I check them off the list? So the idea is, like, how do they get on the list, and how do I check that they're on the list? So this is kind of like the whole sign up, sign in feature on most websites. That's authentication. Like, how do we track who our users are, and how do we verify that they are where they're supposed to be? Okay, now once you get to the conference, though, just because you checked in, there's still an issue that, you know, the conference may run several days, and you might have to go, you know, and they're not going to have you recheck in every day you go in. That would be really frustrating every time you. So they have to come up with some sort of system to check whether you're, you know, the people who are attending this breakout session are actually people who registered and checked in. And then you generally see it handled in like one of two ways. Generally, like, every breakout room has like a checklist, and then basically you go there and there's someone at the door, and you have to like check in with them and say, "Hey, is my name on the list?" And they're like, "Yeah, we see you on the list of checked in registrants, and we let you in." That's one way. The other way is, which is probably a lot more popular nowadays, is you get like a lanyard with your name that's unique to you. And it's proof that you've checked in, because you wouldn't have this lanyard and this badge unless you, but it's not the, but the burden is on you to bring the badge with you. Okay, if you forget to bring the badge, they're not going to let you into the breakout room. They don't, otherwise they're not going to know if you're supposed to be there or not. So they just have to assume that you're not. Okay, so you are in possession of the proof that you have the authority to authorize yourself to enter that breakout room. So this is called authorization. So authentication, we authenticated who you are. Authorize, we're checking to see, do you have the authority to enter this thing? So once you've logged into a website, generally every time you do anything on the webpage, we need to still check that you're logged in. Okay, it's not like there's this magical knowledge that like the browser just knows you're logged in or logged out. It's not like a thing that the browser or the internet understands. It's something that's a state in the application that someone developed, and they have to kind of figure out, okay, how are we going to track that this user has logged in already? And in the same way, there was those two ways you could do it at a conference, there's two ways you can do it generally in your web development. And again, you could do this with any kind of backend framework in any language. So that's why I'm not getting really specifics into language things. But one way is to use what's called a session. Okay, and what a session is generally like using cookies. But essentially what a session is that you say that anytime a browser communicates with my server, okay, we're going to create a unique sort of bundle of information that belongs to that session, that browser session. Because every time your browser connects to a website, that tab, that window you have open has a unique session ID. Okay, it's a unique browser session, which can be used to identify, like, okay, have you closed your browser since the last time? There's different ways you can kind of pivot off that, but it has a unique session. And that's generally going to be included, I think, inside like the headers of the request, or in some of the metadata that gets sent over. So essentially what we can do is that the server that gets the request saying, hey, I'm going to this page, they can see, okay, hey, here's the browser session data. Okay, let's create a unique cubbyhole for this particular session. Okay, and we can stash information like whether the user's logged in this cookie. Okay, and as long as every time your server communicates, like your browser communicates with my server, and the browser session is still the same browser session, you haven't closed your window and reopened it, okay, then I have the data from the last time you sent the request over. Okay, so I know you're logged in, and this is called like using session. Okay, and essentially the way it knows what session it is because there's going to be a cookie created on there. So like the server will create a cookie that has the unique identifier for your particular browser session, and that will be then sent over on all future requests. So basically, from the front end perspective, the front end has to do nothing. that cook because cookies are generally created from the back end. Like back end, when they respond to a request, they're going to send in the headers of the response, some responses that tell the browser to make a little cookie on the user's computer. So from the front end perspective, this is like the easiest way to do it because you don't have to think about it. Okay. The back end handles all that authorization. They track that you're logged in. So this is similar to like, long as I show up to the breakout room, they're going to have a list with my name on it. I don't have to worry about carrying around a badge. The only downside is I got to check in every time. They got to look for my name in the list every time. And so forth. And I got to hope, what if I, though they got the wrong list or, the lists haven't been updated. There's all sorts of these other sort of miscellaneous possible issues. The other way you can do it, which is becoming sort of more sort of the norm, I would say, and sometimes you get a mix of the two, is using what's called a JWT token. And when I say JWT, it's actually JWT. It's just people say it's JWT. I still like saying JWT, but which JWT stands for a JSON Web Token. And essentially, what a JSON Web Token is just a string. It's just basically a string of text. But basically, the string of text has three parts to it. Okay. And each part is encoded. So essentially, like there's like three encoded JavaScript objects. The first one's the header. And then like the header generally is going to have like like what kind of encoding, because there's different types of encoding you can use. The second part is the actual payload, like what's the actual data that's being sent with the token. So the token can have data inside of it. And then the last thing, this is called the signature. And the signature is going to have some other string inside of it. Could be literally anything, but the idea is that that's how they know when you decode the token that it's that this is a valid token, because basically I'm going to look to see if you have a matching signature. So the idea is that I'm going to encode the token with the signature, and then when I decode it, if I'm not given that same signature, then I know this is not a valid token. And who gives the signature? The programmer. The programmer, when they program the code that encodes and decodes a token, they're the ones who are passing the secret, not the user, not the browser. It's all in how the programmer programs it. Okay, so they got to make sure that the same token is being, the same secret key is being used going in and going out of the encoding and decoding of the token. But essentially, this is like giving you a badge. So basically, what happens is that you log in, instead of the server tracking this information in on the server through via sessions, instead, what it may do is send over this string of text, and it's now the browser is responsible for holding on to it, which could be in a cookie. That's the one way to do it. You could also use things like local storage and session storage, which is usually discouraged. And there's other techniques you can use for handling the retrieval of a JWT token. But the idea is that you need that JWT token. That's like your badge at the conference. So if you don't have that badge and you go to a breakout room and you don't have the badge to flash, that's your problem. Okay, you're not being let in. So if you go to a page that's protected, meaning it requires authorization, and you don't have your JWT token because it didn't get saved in your browser correctly, well, you're just not going to be able to access that page. You'll probably have to go like log in again. But the JWT token, again, the idea is that it keeps the thing in your the possession is now on the client. So the browser holds onto the JWT token and then sends it to the server on each request. Okay, so sometimes it's sent in a header, sometimes it's sent. And then what happens is that when the request gets the server looks to see if there's a token inside the request. And if it's there, it's like, then I'm going to check to see if the token's valid, see if it can be decoded with the same secret key. And if that's the case, then it's a valid token and you must be logged in, because otherwise, how would you have a token with a valid secret? So that's one way to do it. Again, think of that more like carrying around a badge at a conference. But yeah, so hopefully this helps you understand the difference between sort of authentication, like you registering and then checking in at the conference, versus authorization, the way they check to make sure that you've checked in every time you go to a breakout room or to any event at the conference. And with that, my name is Alex Merced from alexmercedcoder.com. Have a great day and enjoy. Make sure to follow me on Twitter over there at alexmercedcoder. See y'all later.